USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball, in a knee-jerk reaction, moved its All-Star game to Colorado after the league announced Friday it was pulling the game out of Atlanta in protest of the state's new voter ID law. It should be noted, Colorado requires voters to present identification when voting. CBS News appears to be stepping back from a hit piece against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The report on Sunday outlined an alleged pay-for-play scheme involving DeSantis accepting a $100,000 donation for his campaign from a grocery store chain for the right to distribute the COVID vaccine. Republican and Democrat critics blasted the report for deceptive editing by CBS that omitted DeSantis' explanation for the vaccine strategy. The Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of at least 38,000 fans to Globe Life Field in Arlington Monday for the team's home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. The game marked the first full-capacity sporting event since coronavirus shut down all sporting events more than a year ago. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Are your 2020 taxes completed yet? Sure, we have an additional month to get them done this year, but there's a money reason to get them done. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them.
The tax deadline has been moved back to Monday, May 15th. Baylor captured its first NCAA men's basketball national title through an 86-70 pummeling of Gonzaga on Monday night. Game took place at Lucas Oil Stadium. Bears coach Scott Drew was spotted with a basketball net around his neck and a smile on his face. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Baylor Bears are the NCAA men's basketball champions. Head coach Scott Drew on CBS Sports after the game.
Well, I can tell you that our guys have been motivated all year. It's a player-led team. We're so blessed to have unbelievable upperclassmen and leadership. But we play with a culture of joy, and that's Jesus, others, yourself. They came out, and they fed off of each other. We got off to a great start, and then defensively, we're pretty good. I don't know if there was a difference from the standpoint prior to COVID. Us and Gonzaga were on the track to be undefeated, and I got so much respect for Coach Few. He's such a humble servant coach and a Hall of Fame coach in what they've done this year. Let's give Gonzaga a round of applause for what they did. Let's give them a round of applause. If you're going to war and I'm coaching, I'm taking these guys.
Yeah.
And I felt led. God has blessed us with unbelievable players, the people that have come for 18 years to put in work, our fans that have been with us for the lean years, the good years, and our administration, Pleasant Livingstone, Mac Rhodes, they all deserve this. The city of Waco deserves this. All right, Texas, we got a national championship too. The state deserves it.
Baylor wins by a score of 86-70 Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.